Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we are going to be talking about the spirit. With regard to the spirit, what it is, what it means to be spiritual, and how you can live a happier, healthier spiritual lifestyle. Also, how to get more and closer in touch with your spirit and have communion with your spirit. This is an interesting topic. This is a very powerful topic. I'll tell you why. Because we walk around sometimes all day, every day, for weeks, for months, even years, and we forget to pay attention to the greater part of ourselves. Did you know that what you sense in a human being, as far as his body, his mind, his eyes, his brain, the way he or she looks and acts, is only a tiny portion of what they truly, really are? Do you know, oftentimes, when I sort of test my endurance, I will do things that will really put me on the deep end as far as being tired or drained. I will intentionally fast and not eat to tax my systems and to click in my healing systems and also to have clearer chakra control and meditation. And I will also intentionally not sleep or try to get through a few days without sleeping or eating. Did you know that when your body enters a state where there's not enough food or nourishment or there's not enough sleep, it goes into a red alert? And it's not really a dangerous red alert, because I'm sure many of you have spent late nights or have had a lot of nights where you didn't sleep or a lot of days where you forgot to eat. And you'll notice that you do become a lot more sensitive during these periods. Like when I first learned about astral projection, believe it or not, when you've stayed up for a day or two and you try to meditate and do an astral projection, it's a lot easier to be in a focused, controlled, conscious sleep state when you're really exhausted than when you're, you know, totally alert and aware. At least for me it is. But I do find that when I did fast, and I never recommend fasting to anyone unless you have supervision or you know something about it, but along the lines of detoxing my body in the 70s with my pal Roger Reinhardt, we had nothing to do one week, and we were in a situation where we could be really mellow and low-key and rest a lot and relax a lot, which is what you should do if you do go on a long juice or distilled water fast. And we fasted for 7 days and 7 nights. And I want to tell you that I reached some of the higher levels of consciousness and the higher levels of awareness than I ever thought possible. In fact, also times when I've been up for either all night long or for 2-3 days in a row without any sleep, I will also reach a similar situation where you're almost in like a controlled daydream state, or what I call controlled alpha, which means if you're driving, you better concentrate, because it's real easy to drift off when you're that tired. Do you know what happens when you are that tired, or when you do fast like that, or when you do put your system in an extremely sensitive state? Not only are you sensitive to negative energy affecting your life, you are extremely vulnerable, but you also have an opportunity to be extremely, what I would call, more aware and more sensitive to the greater part of yourself, the higher part of yourself. For example, sometimes when I stay up all night, and sometimes I do stay up all night doing astrological, metaphysical research or meditation or working on the computer or whatever, I'm able to control my chakras and control my energy levels in such a way that the whole day it's almost like I'm floating on a cloud. And I am in touch with a greater part of myself, because you know why? When you stay up all night, and when you do have things to do, and when you don't push yourself, when you allow the higher part of yourself to nourish and nurture yourself through spiritual means, then you are literally carried through the day, at least I am, in a very blissful process that can be fun and that can really take the edge off of life. Another thing I like about not sleeping for a while, you know, in a controlled experiment, like if you do stay up all night and then kind of walk around the beach or walk around the park exhausted with your eyes open, is that really when you are that tired, then it's difficult for stress to get in the way because you're so tired. You don't really care about stress. You just want to sleep. So here you are walking around exhausted and tired and not really as stressed out. And if you are in a state of being confident and aware and optimistic and positive with positive visualizations and manifestations abilities at that time, some of the communication you can have with the multidimensional part of your soul can be quite incredible, you know. And particularly, see, I was up all last night. I only slept about an hour or two because I was working on my modem, on my computer modem. And I had to get up at 7 or 8 this morning to take my car in to get the door fixed. And then I'm not tired anymore. But it's just like I'm in a blissful state. And because the moon's in Libra at 15 degrees, right in my 12th house, which is my Pisces factor, I feel extremely psychic, and I decided to do a topic with regard to the spirit, because so many of us develop routines, right? The breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And funny thing about today is that I ate breakfast for like the first time in almost 5 years, with the exception of 2-3 times. I never eat breakfast. I usually fast every morning before I do the show. But this morning I was up early enough to eat breakfast. And, you know, a lot of people have routines where they fill their bodies with food, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, often late night snacks. And they also make sure to go to bed real early to get their 6 to 10 hours of sleep every night. And they fall into this routine where they're so adapted to routine and rigmarole and the material world that they really don't pay any attention to the spirit. You know, when I'm up late at night, it's almost like there's a lot less interference in the air with all the people sleeping, without all the busy mental chatter in the space of Los Angeles at 3, 4, and 5 in the morning. It almost seems like I can concentrate more clearly. It's like I can almost hear things that you ordinarily wouldn't hear and feel things and see things you ordinarily wouldn't feel or see. But being up that late at night, it's real quiet and real peaceful, and you're real centered, and everyone's sleeping but you and a few others out there that are doing whatever. And frankly, it can be a lot of fun to experiment with that. You know, the problem I find, I had a lady call me yesterday, a very disturbing call. She works at some self-realization center, and some of her students had heard me on K-Rock, and they decided to order a bunch of charts that they thought were forecasts. Now, as you know, the astrology I teach on the Astrology Hour is a scientific, planetary, advanced philosophy astrology. It's not sun sign. But I do a sun sign forecast on K-Rock as a teaser. Okay? Well, these people sent away for their natal charts, and they really wanted forecasts, but they didn't know to ask for that. So they sent away for their natal charts, and when they got them, they were very disappointed because they knew nothing about the Astrology Hour. They really weren't rebirthed in the spirit to understand that type of astrology. And when they read it, it was like Greek to them. And I relate to that because there was a time when I read a natal chart report, and it was like Greek to me also. You know? But the point is that so many of us walk around with a consciousness that is so totally closed down and so totally agnostic to the existence of this greater part of ourself that exists, the spirit. You know, we are so wrapped up in our routines, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, television, family, kids, friends, kids, pets, whatever, eat and sleep, eat and sleep, eat and sleep, that we don't do these little psychic experiments, like maybe trying to fast for a day. It's funny, in the Jewish religion they have Yom Kippur, which is a holiday where every year all the Jewish people don't eat anything for one full day. Interesting that they should have that holiday, you know, because in a tricky sort of sense, by not eating food or drink for a 24-hour period, you have a mass group of people, whether they are aware of it or not, that is in a group conscious effort to be spiritual. Okay? And by not allowing any food or drink into the system, the body goes into red alert, and it pulls energy from higher sources. You know, it's really interesting to know that maybe much of the world is so intellectual and so conscious and so material that they have really forgotten about the power that they truly have. And in retrospect, looking at some of my personal listeners that call me up and remind me as to how much trouble they feel they're in, you know, maybe it's because they feel they're in trouble because their routines have compounded and because their lifestyle has gotten sort of doldrum, are sort of monotonous, you know, are sort of non-productive, non-expansionary, non-enlightening, non-awakening, non-awareness, non-spiritual. See? So, you know, people listen to the show and they send for their charts, but they, you know, you can walk the walk, you can talk the talk, but if you don't walk the walk of astrology and metaphysics, you're just never going to get it. And, you know, important things like practicing meditation and practicing affirmations and visualizations and practicing being spiritual when you are tired or when you are hungry, you know, as an alternate to eating, as an alternative to eating, especially for some of our more heavy-set folks, maybe why not meditate and pray and have some water and see if we can't pull some of the higher power from that greater part of ourself, from the spirit realm? You know, along these lines, I definitely have found that for sure, you know, like astrology will not be able to be understood by the average bear. You know, if you're interested in this show, if you're excited in this show, then a lot of people in your life may look at you like you're a black sheep. They may come up to you and say, "You're listening to Farley? Like, why are you listening to that show? What do you get from that? Do you believe in that stuff?" You know, right away, you're going to be ridiculed, you're going to be put down, you're going to be set aside, they're going to try to make you feel small or different or weird or freakish or unique. And the difference between you and that person is that you have plugged into a higher part of yourself, to a higher spiritual essence of yourself, the greater part of yourself, and these people, these other people that would criticize us or that would misunderstand what we're all about astrologically and metaphysically speaking, would still be tied in to the lesser part of themselves, to the trivia side of life, and to what they think is important and real, but in truth really is not real. It is just a travesty, it is a veil, it is a facade of what the real truth can really be. Okay? So, you know, don't feel guilty or don't feel sad or remorse or try to hide that you listen to this show. You know, what you need to do is bask in it. Celebrate that you have finally plugged into higher spiritual powers. Celebrate if you can finally look at an astrology chart and understand it. Celebrate if you could finally look at an astrology chart and read it and get something out of it. And if you ever remember a time in your life when you were the critic, when you were the one that would put others down because they were into astrology and metaphysics, and suddenly you have turned the corner. Suddenly, for some reason, you have discovered a greater part of yourself that exists in multidimensional realms. Maybe you had a few late nights. Maybe you had a traumatic surgery and sitting in the hospital day after day, it gave you lots of time to think and meditate and pray and become spiritual. Now, there's lots of ways people can find a spiritual path. You know, you can lose lots of sleep and naturally have a projection, an astral projection, or you can just, you know, ordinarily go hungry, or you know, it's interesting that a lot of the homeless and the starving people, you know, are really forced. Their bodies are forced to go on red alert, I think, for a very logical and real purpose. You know, I believe as a metaphysician that the universe is perfect, and that everything happens for a major cause, for a major reason. And if you consider the fact that some of these homeless people do go without food and even drink for even days, their bodies are put on red alert. There's no way they can survive unless they do pull from a higher realm, unless, of course, they're lost in drugs or alcoholism along those lines. If they're not trapped with drugs and alcoholism, they do have an opportunity to plug into some higher parts of themselves to help them pull out of the rut they might be in. So, you know, that's something that I'd considered before when I thought about people, because I watch the homeless oftentimes on the street sitting there, and it's almost like they are meditating, are studying, are praying, are hoping that something will happen. And usually it's that $20 that pops into their hands from my pocket, which is what's going to happen. But actually, you know, this topic is really for those of you out there who really don't know yourselves. You really don't love yourselves, you really don't have a relationship with yourself, and you really have not formed a communion with the multidimensional part of your greater self. You are all extremely magnificent beings. What you see in the mirror is a small particle of what you truly are. You are like a bunch of glow bugs out there. Your auras stretch beyond this realm of this dimension. We are all magnificent in our abilities, in our powers, in our healing structures, in our awareness, and in our capabilities. I would liken us all to superheroes. But you are not going to become aware of your power unless, number one, you grasp that you do in fact have that power. Number two, you accept it and give yourself permission to enhance that power. Number three, you walk the walk. You live the lifestyle of holistic, sober, non-toxic and if possible non-irradiated food, living where you can get more control of your chakras, open up those transmitters to your higher self, and pull that power to nourish your soul and nurture your body and your mind and your spirit in communion with your emotions and your mental state. And that is really the secret to life. The secret to life is not any big heavy thing. The secret to life is just to be happy and to be peaceful and to be healthy and to be caring and loving and giving. You know, a lot of basic emotions. It's not to be rich. It's not to be married. It's not to have children. It's not to gain power and property, you know, because you can't take any of that with you. You are just here to learn some basic principles. And in order to be a powerful being, in order to be a powerful being that you all truly are, when you let go of all this garbage that you think you need, it'll probably happen by itself, because you are so powerful. You are so powerful in the way you live your life that instead of worrying so much and creating all these negatives, all of a sudden the universe will open up and abundance will spill forth. And the reason why a lot of you don't have abundance is because you limit yourself. You look in the mirror and you hear things that people tell you about how bad you are and how small you are and how weird you are, how different you are, and you think of that, you remember that, you embrace it, and you don't lose it, you don't let go. You like that. You say, wow, people have told me, that's right, you don't like it. You really don't like it, but why don't you let go of it? Why don't you destroy it? Why don't you set it off? Why don't you look in the mirror every day and just be in awe at what you're looking at? And say, my God, I do love this person in the mirror. They are a powerful being. I am powerful. I am godlike. I am spiritual. And I will make regard to my spirit life every day. Every day you need to have communion with your spirit, which is the God that lies within. And if you do that, if you pay attention and give heed and give credence to this incredible spiritual force that dwells within your soul, then I'm going to tell you the majority of you out there are going to skyrocket into realms of prosperity, happiness, blissfulness, and comfort beyond your wildest dreams. And if you want to, you know, after this show, if you want to go back into your rut of worrying, being nervous, being negative, and being trivial, go ahead. But if you prefer to live the lifestyle, walk the walk, and talk the talk, and get yourself in a position where you can finally have fun and be free, it's those basic vibrations of happiness, bliss, caring, loving, giving vibrations, and knowing that you are a powerful entity that would dwarf anything on this planet. Your true spirit is so awesome, it would make the earth look like a grain of sand. That's the truth. I want you to know that. A grain of sand. Everything on this planet would seem minuscule compared to your ability, your power. Okay? There's some symbolism for you. Take that to the bank after income tax day and see. You feel better now? Okay. I'm glad you feel better, because maybe we should take this tape to the hospital and play it in some of those intensive care rooms and let those people rise up out of their beds and float into the hallway. I wish they would, too. See what happens when I stay up all night? You think I'd be tired, but no. I'm plugged into this greater part of myself, so I'm probably being a more clear channel today than I would almost be on any Astrology Hour radio program. Pretty awesome, huh, dude? Yeah.